on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. John and Del now for the rest of the way. And then we head to the press box. No, we head to Charlie and then the press box. And then Fred and AJ. And I got to tell you, it doesn't get any smoother than the show transitions here. From us to Charlie. Then Charlie to the press box. And then the press box to the Blitz. The show transitions are smooth. They're, everybody seems to be on the same page. The loving atmosphere from show to show. Am I right about this?
No, you're not right. You're not at all right, actually.
My transition, well, Dale, you make it a rough transition every time you say bye, bitch, to Lance.
Yeah, but it's a way
from
to get him out of here.
To another show.
He's a man
makes
who
him feel bad.
Made it known he wants out of here by 10, and yet he won't leave. So I'm giving him some impetus to get out. That's all.
Yeah. No, I understand. But then the show transition to Charlie, it's awkward because Charlie doesn't like me much. So
he doesn't?
Well, he never says anything. I always, hey, have a good show. And he just like grunts.
Well, I get that.
He doesn't. I can understand that.
He's nice to me.
Yeah, I can understand it. Okay, he probably has zero respect for
you anything.
You
think that's what it is?
Probably. What?
Well, I don't. He's speaking of people who have zero respect for what you do.
Right. And Lance is back. So then that. And then Charlie to Joel and Nick. Since Nick is, you know,
he's fiery.
He's with Charlie.
Yes, he does. He produces
so
Charlie.
So that's a smooth transition.
Correct.
I'm sure Charlie and Joel have nice pleasantries between shows. And then there's the transition from the press box to the Blitz.
Well, Nick isn't particularly sitting in that room, so he doesn't really have to have an interaction with the Blitz as they walk in, but they can see each other.
Well, right. They see each other. He's in that room.
But
right
it's not the awkwardness of you and Charlie where you say things to Charlie in the same room, like 2 feet away from each other, and he doesn't say a word to you. Nick can look at Fred or AJ, but they're in a room, a different room, so they don't really have to talk.
Well, but Nick and Fred were in the same room the other day
on
a remote.
On a remote, correct.
On a remote. And that wasn't awkward.
Well, it depends on who you are. Maybe an awkward for someone. What are you saying, John?
I'm just saying, I just love the transitions from show to show, all the love between the shows, the respect level. It's all there.
We just have plenty of people here who ain't just going to take someone saying something about them. That's all. There's a lot of people here who aren't just going to sit by and allow someone to say something about them and think it's going to be okay.
I just think it was, for those of you who didn't hear, what the transition to on Friday from the
press box
to the Blitz, that which is 4 o'clock on the dot. You could go back to that podcast.
Well, I believe it was the second hour of the Blitz, I believe.
Nick was still hanging around there?
Well, yeah, because remember, we listened to it, and they replayed some of the stuff that had happened on the press box, and then, because that's what they do, I think the 5 o'clock rewind or something like that. And then you could hear Nick in the background when Fred was addressing it. And then Nick eventually came back on the mic.
Well, Fred invited him on the mic.
Yes. And then Nick said, if you're going to invite me, or you're going to talk about me, I'm going to come over here and talk about it.
So it was interesting.
Well, AJ told him, get on the mic. We can't hear you. Get on the mic. AJ's in full instigation mode.
Zero. See, you remember that Ken Giles picture? Zero F's given?
Yeah.
That's AJ right now.
The shirt that he had, yeah.
Yeah, that shirt that he had, yeah.
You pick up a microphone. Let's do this on the air.
So, if you have not heard that, that's something that you should hear. I just think it's good. I think it's, you know, the amount of love.
You know what? You're right. It was from the first hour of the show.
Was the first hour?
So it's the very
Yeah, I think start he, I think show. Aaron played the rewind at 4.
Yeah,
just to get that out there and start out. The show in a lively fashion.
I appreciate it from Aaron. It's good producing.
That is great producing, where you could have such tension between shows that you go back and listen to that if you have a chance, because it's interesting. So now this will be the first show that Nick and Joel have since that incident.
I mean, I think Nick will be fine. He doesn't particularly care. But
it sounded like he cared a little bit.
I mean, I don't think he cares about another interaction if it comes to that, was what I'm saying. But, I mean, I don't know how Fred feels. That'll be up for debate.
Yeah. Well, we heard how Fred felt about it on Friday. It wasn't awkward, and by not awkward at all, I feel like it was the most awkward radio I've heard in a while. It was kind of funny though. It was. I don't live for it nearly as much as you do, Del.
Yeah,
that's like they couldn't have thrown a fastball down the middle, like 86 mile an hour fastball for you any better.
Look, I am not one who actually is all that interested in getting involved in the back and forth, because I don't care enough about the people here to actually want to talk to them. But if they decide they want to have a back and forth where I can be an audience member of,
right,
go right ahead.
Were you sitting there with your popcorn?
We got the message, I was at home like, why is Raheel sending us a blitz stuff? I mean, I'm done with radio for the week. What do I care?
Oh, then.
And then I heard it and I'm like, okay, appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Raheel, for enlightening us on that subject. There's Nick right there. There's Nick. Get him on the mic.
Get him on the mic. There's the hero. I was so nervous listening to that. I was like, I got to turn this. I can't listen to this.
So, Nick, I didn't hear what Fred said about you. Never played. We heard what you said about Fred. But what did Fred originally say about you guys?
Nothing. He was just like, we had back-to-back broadcasts on remote.
Yeah.
So, like, the day before, he wants to call me out for, like, one of my Chris Paul takes, but he's, like, hammered. I'm like, what are you doing?
what was his take on your Chris Paul take?
Like, he was saying that I said that Chris Paul's return after the COVID protocol would be, like, a negative impact. And I just posed it as a question. None of us even, like, had that take. But he's like, you know.
Well, it did have a negative impact. They sucked that next game.
Yeah, he went 6-for-22. It was just, like, a topic of discussion. It was not even
a real take. Well, then the game before he sucked.
Correct.
Too. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
but I just wanted to play the audio of him.
But so, I would say that you got maybe a little aggressive in that all of Fred's takes, NBA takes, suck.
I think that's accurate. I think that's fair.
You got to remember now, Nick will go scorched earth.
Yeah.
I heard him tell Josh, well, you know what? You're bad at life.
Yeah. I don't know why these fat radio hosts want to try me all the time. I don't get it. I don't understand why these fat radio hosts love to try me, but they do. I don't even mention them. I swear. I don't, but...
Stop!
Wait.
Wait a minute.
Do you think that there's the common denominator?
We love everybody.
And Josh is fat.
Look, I will say, this radio show is the least sensitive show on the station. I think that's fair to say. Our show.
Our show is the least sensitive?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean we're not...
Like bus balls
and stuff. No, we're less sensitive to other people.
Yeah.
If somebody says something, we don't care. No, we don't care.
No.
I don't care.
But yeah, but that's what happened.
Yeah, so
it was fun though.
The blitz spikes a lot.
Just because he had some issue with your Chris Paul take, now you're calling him fat, and all his NBA takes suck.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe.
Okay, I'll lay off the NBA takes thing, but he's still fat. I mean, there's no changing that, buddy. I mean,
anyway. Why are you starting this, John?
I just wanted some clarity on this. I had not heard what Fred said about you. That's why I was wondering.
Okay.
But I could see where you'd be ultra sensitive about, you know, him not liking your Chris Paul take.
I'm not that mad at him. I don't care. It's like the third or fourth time, like, he like points out like stuff that we do. I think he went at us about the Sully stuff too. And I always hear it through Joel. I think that's the part of the problem. Like, I don't listen. I just hear it through Joel. And he's like, did you hear what he said? I'm like, yeah. Let me listen, and I'll go back and listen. But, yeah, Fred is just, he's a disaster sometimes. Anyway, here you go, Dale. I'll give you your mic back. I appreciate it.
That's Fred, my favorite, Nick.
I was out on this segment. That was not me. That was John.
Dale is, now here's the deal. The difference between producers there. Like Dell will urge other people to scorch Fred's and AJ's earth, right? As opposed to Nick, who just says, "Oh yeah, he's fat."
Well, like I told
you, and his NBA takes are terrible.
Well, like I said, I don't care to listen or to know them enough to actually have an opinion. So I would be speaking about them uninformed. Nick, because of the crossover, will hear some of the things, and they have.
Well, he says he doesn't listen. Joel's is the one who outs him.
Well, yeah, if they said something about us, yeah. I wouldn't have heard it live. You would have had to tell me, and then maybe I would have something to say. But I don't. I say, hey, if you guys have something to say about someone here, go ahead and say it. Who cares? I just don't have them because I don't listen.
Nick sounds like good people to me. He deserves Pete's meat package or at least U.S. citizenship. I think
who said that?
I think Art.
U.S. citizenship.
Always Art. All I'm saying is that this is the kind of content I'm here for.
You don't like it when the listeners do
I
it,
don't
though.
Like it on our show, but I
this
like
this is this our show.
I know. Well, yeah, I get
what's
that.
What's the
but
difference?
It was a direct bomb from Nick.
Well,
out of nowhere, a Scud missile just taking out somebody.
Well, when a listener goes, Fred's a bitch, that's pretty direct, too.
Yeah,
you hate that.
Hey, I got called by the Blitz. They called me, and I said, that's Dell, okay?
What do you mean they called you?
They called me Friday or Thursday. They called me Thursday. And they said, hey, we understand we were getting blasted on Throw Shade Thursday.
And
I said, yeah.
And?
Hey, how about a little defense? I said, I can't refute it.
That's true.
When you're being called a bitch.
It is the rule.
And they said, well, how about using your shade on them? I said, I'm not wasting my shade on you.
Well, I gotta defend you?
Yeah. No. You want to call up and defend yourself with your own shade? That's fine. But I ain't defending. What if somebody comes after me? I need my shade for me.
So wait a minute. You got called and those two were like, can
you
defend
us? No, they were actually laughing.
They
enjoyed it.
They
enjoyed it.
I'm sure
they were. They kind of enjoyed it. But I told AJ he's DiMaggio, 56 straight shows where he gets called a bitch.
No, that's Fred.
Fred, I said it's DiMaggio and Ripken.
Okay.
Those two, they catch it, and I don't know what's going to happen this Thursday because this is a new week.
Well, if someone deems them to be a bitch again, then they'll get called a bitch again.
Well, maybe Nick will call in.
Well.
Call him fat.
He'll call him a fat radio host.
Oh, my God. Lance is uncomfortable with this whole thing. 1017 ESPN 97.5, someone 3780.
I'm not just bolt at 11 o'clock. He doesn't see anyone. He didn't care.
No.
I'm up here the whole day. Oh, man, I got to see people.
713-780-3776.
Paul, and that's between y'all.
Hey, I got my champion email that said, hey, your contract's up. Time to change. Time to get a better rate. It's like, what? That's what champion do. You know what the other guys don't do? That. They don't tell you when there's a better rate out there. Champion's been telling me ever since I've been with them. Every time. Hey, your contract is up. Time for you to renew. And, oh, by the way, guess what? You're going to be saving money again. It's ridiculous how low my electricity bill is. From a dozen years ago, it was way more expensive. And I love being with Champion. You'll love it. You'll love the service. You'll love that it's a locally owned and operated. Aren't we buying local now? That's what we do. All you got to do is get to champion.energy/1560. Sign up and find out for yourself. You will really be amazed. Champion.energy/1560.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:20, ESPN 97.5. Gilbert is here. Let's bring on our good friend Gilbert, see what he's doing today. Hey, Gilbert. Well, thanks for this, Del. Gilbert, are you there? I didn't think so. I didn't think Gilbert was going to
be there. Is Lance drinking Pedialyte? What's he doing?
No, he's drinking his boo-boo juice again. His boo-boo broth.
Bone broth.
Chicken bone broth. He's been doing this. Lost 12 pounds.
From
12
just,
pounds doing
is all,
it.
Is that all
well,
he's
that's
doing?
All he gets to do. It's so boring. He gets to eat some white rice or something, and that's it. That's his whole life now.
How long has this been going on?
Just to eat steak? Yeah, 3 weeks, 12 pounds. That's pretty good. But it's a way of life as opposed to just, you know, something like keto or that you lose it. But then as soon as you eat a piece of bread, you put it all back on.
So it's not a diet. It's a way of life for him.
Yeah, it's a way of life.
How long is this bone broth thing going to continue?
I don't know, but it looks like it's 2 months. It looks like it's terrible to do. He keeps choking on these bone broths.
Well, because is it liquid, but it has pieces of like actual
bones in it?
Not bone, but like
chicken bones. Material. Yeah, it's chicken bones. It's actually from chicken bones.
Yeah, I get that part of it.
Yeah, and you choke on it and you die.
Well, he hasn't died yet.
What 5 movies you're confident you've seen at least 10 times, though.
Ooh, I saw that tweet out there from Elle Duncan, I think it was.
Was it Elle Duncan?
Or maybe she commented, quote tweeted, and gave her movies. I think I've seen, excluding my childhood in Disney movies, okay. I think I've seen Terminator 2. I'm confident I've seen that more than 10 times. What else is out there? Golly, that's actually pretty difficult to think about. Because I'm not a repeat movie person.
What about Caddyshack? You haven't seen it.
I've seen it, but I'm not 10 times.
Caddyshack, I've seen it. Shawshank, I've seen 1,000 times.
Ooh.
Goodfellas, I've seen 1,000 times. Godfather, I've seen 1,000 times.
See, my issue is...
Oh, and...
I could tell you I've seen bits and pieces of a movie more than 10 times, but the whole movie, sit down and watch it 10 times, that one's a little rougher. A lot of that stuff would be... Oh, yeah, I saw The Lion King 10 times because I was a kid, and that's what my parents put in front of me to keep me, you know, occupied. My entire list would be populated by Disney movies.
Disney, yeah, I don't think it's when you're a kid. I got Goodfellas, Godfather, Caddyshack, Shawshank, and Warriors.
Do you mean Warriors is up there?
Yeah. Oh, I just went out when we used to get home from...
Warriors, yeah, come out to play!
We'd get back at 2 o'clock in the morning and throw on Warriors every weekend and just wasted. I could tell you every scene, every word from that movie. And Elf. What about Elf?
Oh, not me. Bad Santa before Elf. Bad Santa's my favorite Christmas movie.
Bad Santa and Elf. Oh, there's a bunch of them.
Well, you watch it every Christmas. Do you still do that now that the kids are out of the house?
Yeah. Yeah, we do it with the kids for Christmas. Yeah, but now Bad Santa's really taken over.
Yeah, come on now.
And we were watching it last Christmas with kids in there, and they were like glued to it. And I'm like, are you sure we should have this on with them in here? Ah, who cares?
Which kids?
It's not my kids. Oh. My nieces.
Oh, how old are they?
Nephews. They were like 10.
Oh, whatever.
No, they can't watch that.
Why not? They don't understand.
He's getting some by the Christmas tree.
They don't know what that means yet.
Yeah, they do. They knew. And then the sandwich. Why you always got to? Sandwich. Why are you always asking me if I want a sandwich?
Well, it's an important question.
No, that's not an important. You don't ask it that way, because then he goes home. Ma, his mom says, "You want a sandwich?" Why are you always asking me if I want a sandwich? What's with the sandwiches?
Well, answer the question.
Yeah, Bad Santa's the best. It is the best. Let's go to see if Gilbert's there.
He's up. He's not there.
Oh, he's still there. Gilbert, you there? Hello?
He's not.
Oh, my. It's almost like clockwork. If he's on hold for more than like 40 seconds, he's asleep.
Well, man's got nothing to do but to sleep and call. So
that's all he's got.
He's not going to wait on us.
Yeah. No. Are you interested in the Olympics? We're seeing all kinds of people that are saying... Gabby just said she made the Olympics.
Gabby Douglas?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm interested in watching some... Oh, Gilbert called back on a different line.
Oh, he's on another line.
I'm interested in watching the elites. Like, sure, I'll watch Simone Biles do her thing. But I'm a teen sport guy. You give me enough U.S. Olympic... U.S. ain't in it. They never qualify. The American team for soccer, at least the men do, apparently, in the Olympics. The women are going to go for another gold. I'm watching that. Obviously, Team USA. I mean, we should win, but okay. I'll watch some of that. Yeah, the team sports are my deal. I don't care. I used to care about track and field. I don't really care about it anymore. or gymnastics outside of Simone. I'll watch all the team sports stuff.
Well, I think it's. I think it's good. That's the only time I watch swimming.
True.
Gymnastics.
Yeah, any of that. Yeah, and the Olympics, it's all about not the special interest, but you know, they give you the background on this particular athlete, and then you have to you care about them for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I guess it'll depend on if I'm watching their coverage and, oh, look, that American has a great story. Let me see if they win it all or something like that. But yep. Other than that, give me all the teen sports I can handle.
Yep. Oh, Pulp Fiction. I've seen that 1,000 times. Love Pulp Fiction. What about Gilbert? Love Gilbert. What's up, Gilbert? Gilbert, you there? Now, he just called. Yeah, how long was he on hold? 25 seconds?
See, these are the times where I think it's this. There he is. Oh, I was going to say it's a butt, but there he is.
I wish Gilbert was here. I wish Gilbert was here right now.
Yeah. Hello. You there?
Is that you, Gilbert?
Can you get Gilbert on the line?
Yeah, that's me. All right. And
oh.
Well, after I'm going to play the Padres in the World Series, okay?
That's your prediction on June 28th? Astros-Padres?
Astros-Padres? You're a Padre fan.
The World Series, that's right.
You're a Padre fan, right?
A little bit, that's all. I like the Astros better anyway.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Anyway. Hey, John, you on TV last night, right? We talked to Randy McElbarth.
Yeah, I was Randy McElbarth.
Last time about the Astros, you know?
Yep.
You saw that?
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Why are you watching Channel 2 instead of Channel 13?
I didn't want to fall asleep anyway.
Oh. So
I can't watch it no more anyway, you know?
You didn't watch it no more?
It's against the law now anyway. What's, watch John Granato.
It's against the law to watch John on television?
Did you
watch John Granato on TV now? It's against the law.
It's against the law?
You know that?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What did you do, John?
I don't know what I did. What do you mean? I was on Channel 2.
He said it's against the law to watch you.
I said something about the Astros, you know.
Yeah. That's against the law?
To watch you on television, yes.
Why is it against the law to watch me on TV, Gilbert?
He doesn't have an answer.
You look ridiculous in what you do, you know.
You did look ridiculous. I didn't even see it.
I looked ridiculous?
Yeah, you do, you know.
Mm. What were you dressed as? A San Diego chicken?
I was after the party of the World Series, okay? Don't forget about that. Okay?
Who's winning?
Who's going to win the World Series?
What?
Who's winning the World Series, Astros or Padres?
Astros.
Okay.
Astros?
Mm. Padres, probably. Padres.
Well, which one? You said Astros and Padres. Which one's going to win?
Padres, look at me last time, a long time ago, you know, back in 98.
I thought you said you were a fan of the Astros.
I am, but Padres is a better team.
Padres is a better
team? More debatable, you know.
Yeah. Well, they did beat the Astros, remember, when they were here?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Dave, well, I got to go. I got to talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for the call. I was ridiculous. I looked ridiculous, apparently. Apparently, I just looked ridiculous, Del.
Well, yeah, anyway. I wonder what you're dressed as. I thought you might have had a
t-shirt on.
Oh, I thought you were dressed up like the San Diego Chicken. That's why I thought you looked ridiculous.
Then I would have looked ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, I agree with him.
You had a
then I'm going to agree with him.
Maybe he didn't like you out of a tie or something. You're on TV. Maybe you should have been wearing a tie. That's what he
Not
thought was
really.
Ridiculous.
I don't know. Randy had a tie on. I didn't. Randy McElbarth.
Well, Randy McElbarth.
That's what he called
him. I know.
I don't know why. It's 10:30 ESPN 97.5, 713-780. If you think I look ridiculous, give me a call.
Or if you work with him and you think he...
Yeah. Then like, whatever.
Then I can comment.
713-780-3776.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. 713-780-3776. This is our final segment of the show. So just recapping what we have talked about here, Astros actually did play down to their competition this weekend. They obviously played really well against Baltimore, and we got Baltimore again tonight. So Baltimore back, which is a good thing. Hopefully they don't play down to that comp. I think it's almost impossible for them to lose to Baltimore. You got Greinke against Eshelman, Greinke, Urquidy, and Garcia going in these three games. So I think it's almost impossible to get beat by that lineup and that team. And for whatever reason, Detroit, which is not a good lineup, which doesn't have good pitchers, which is a bad baseball team, the Astros just can't play them. 2-5 this season against AJ and Detroit. Couldn't score runs. Didn't come up with a clutch hit all weekend. Got really good starting pitching the whole weekend and couldn't come up with anything. A team that had just been better in the baseball. It been on pace, one of the great hitting teams of all time, and just sucked. Just sucked. And it started early Saturday, first inning, first and third, nobody out, with Yuli, Yordan, and Correa coming up, and no runs. Strikeout, and I forget what Correa did. But it just unbelievable how piss poor the offense was all weekend. But you know what? That's just a weekend. That's just baseball, as Bags would say. Just baseball. So, yeah, did they play down to the – yes, they played down to their competition this weekend. Hopefully they pick it back up. Then they go – they got Baltimore here for three. Then they go to Cleveland for four. And Cleveland is out without their first three starters. And then they had, like, the worst leg injury you've ever seen out of their right fielder. It was – I was watching baseball – MLB. We had three TVs going, and one of them was MLB. And they showed that, and I was like – oh, I can't. It was one of those Robin Ventura, the leg turn, mm-hmm. Dak Prescott.
I'm not looking at it.
No, it was as ugly as it gets, that injury. I had to bring out the cart. It was just awful, awful. So so the Indians are definitely hurting, and it's a good time to be going there for four games. And then you got the last two. There's only four series left before the All-Star break. And then it's the A's and the Yankees in town with all the 2019 giveaways for Astros fans.
The Yankees coming in, well, not coming at the time, but they did lose a four-game series to the Red Sox over the weekend. Their ace not looking like an ace since, you know, we're going to check if you put stuff on the ball. Gerrit Cole, 4.65 ERA, highest for a month, highest since he left Pittsburgh. So things are going well in New York.
Woo! And $325 million later, I think?
Yeah, all above the age of 30, the rest of his contract. Just keep shelling out cash to that dude for the next however many years. We'll see. Maybe this is a blip, but it is interesting that this happens right when something he has acknowledged that he used, he can no longer use. Good stuff. Sweet stuff for Gerrit Cole.
Oh, yeah. Is this a Carl Pavano? Remember Carl Pavano?
Yes.
Carl Pavano was really, really, really good. And then he got to the Yankees, and he sucked. Just sucked.
It was a thought he couldn't handle pitching in New York.
Yeah. Kenny Rogers couldn't handle it either. This has got a chance if, in fact, you know, this to me is like getting a steroid guy. And then they've been caught with steroids, and you sign them to a big contract. You sign the guy that was on steroids. That's the guy you signed, and he can no longer be on steroids.
He's a completely different player.
Yeah.
You gave a guy a lot of money to do something he can no longer do.
That's not – he's not on steroids, but it's hand steroids.
Yeah. I don't know what Gerrit Cole will be. We saw what he was before he got here and before he became an Astro. If he reverts back to that guy, mm-hmm.
He's just a guy.
Good luck, Yankees.
AJ Burnett was another Yankee that was just signed to a huge contract, and then he was just an average pitcher. Jarrett Wright, Carl Pavano. Carl Pavano was the poster child, though, I think. AJ Burnett. the poster children for signing a big deal with the Yankees, and they just can't perform under that light. But this is a little bit different. I think Garrett Cole was looking great, and not so much anymore.
Yeah, I'm just reading through. There just happened to be a story about free agent bust, worst in Yankees history. And this was printed in 2019. And, yep, Carl Pavano at the top of the list. Roger Clemens on his return was on the list as well. When he signed a one-year deal in 2007.
That was a one-year deal.
And he was terrible.
When he was done.
Well, he got 18.7, and back then that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And he didn't. And he was 6-6, 4.18 ERA. Yeah, a lot of it is pitchers. I mean, there's some Ellsbury and Euclid on the list too. But so former Red Sox went there and were terrible, which is, I guess, great for the Red Sox fans. And then a lot of it, the rest of them are pitchers who never lived up to the contract. Hopefully Cole's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
For our petty sake.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we had that. We haven't talked in a while about Dennis Lindsay stepping down his position as GM with the Jazz. Dennis Lindsay, obviously, with ties here. Dennis Lindsay says he wants to spend more time with his family, which is code for I want to go to another team. Daryl Morey used that code to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And a week later, he was with the Sixers. Hopefully, Dennis Lindsay. Listen, Dennis Lindsay is a good basketball guy. He put together a really good team with the Jazz. They haven't gotten over the top. But I don't know that that's on Dennis Lindsay. They just haven't performed in the postseason. And it's a good enough team.
Yeah. Depending on how things go going forward, giving Rudy Gobert the money that you did for being, you know, a defensive player and strictly that only may come back to bite you. Now, the Jazz whole defensive identity is built around Rudy Gobert's ability to protect the paint. And but you gave pretty much a one-trick pony max money. And you have to deal with that. Well, he won't anymore, I guess, but the Jazz will. And we see Rudy Gobert, when it matters, can be exposed and practically played off the floor of Quinn Snyder. Decided Quinn Snyder was going to leave him on the floor and the Clippers just ate him alive, particularly in that final game. That's a contract you may look back at and why do we do that? I know he's really important, but this guy max money? If he can't even
help, Hall of Famer, you mean?
You called him that. I didn't call him that.
How many defensive player of the year does he have?
Is it three now?
Guess what? You're a Hall of Famer.
Well, it's four that makes you a Hall of Famer. Because that's what Ben Wallace had.
The guy who scored 5 points a game, that Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I said.
All right.
Yeah. All right. He has to get to four, and then he's a Hall of Famer.
How much does Rudy Gobert average? Well,
Rudy Gobert, 14? Rudy Gobert hasn't won a title yet. That's the other thing. Ben Wallace will say, I won a title. Rudy Gobert has to add that to his resume, too.
Ben Wallace won a title because...
He was the stalwart because of what? He was the defensive stalwart on a title team. If he hadn't won a title, I don't think he wins
it. In a different era.
I don't think he makes the Hall of Fame if he doesn't win that title.
In a different era, sure, where it was a lot less offense.
Sure,
now Rudy Gobert can't do anything about all the 3-point shots being taken.
Well, true, but because of his size and his inability to cover those guys, there's a fatal flaw in what Utah likes to do. In the regular season, when people aren't attacking your flaws all the time because the games are, you know, less important, he can have a bigger impact. And even in the playoffs, have a big impact. But when the Clippers decide we're just going to play five out and you can't guard us, what's his impact? So he can win as many Defensive Player of the Year awards as he'd like, but if he can be played off,
doesn't have nearly the impact that they did.
But if he can,
and that said, look at Giannis. Giannis is.
Well, Giannis can score 30 plus. Yeah. Rudy Gobert doesn't have those capabilities.
All right, before we go to news of the weird, who you got? Croatia or Spain? Oh, that's right. I don't care because Portugal's out. So I don't really give a rat's ass.
Oh, so no more Ronaldo, best player in the world stuff, huh? Couldn't even score.
No, yeah.
Couldn't even score a goal. Couldn't even score.
Oh, he set up a guy who just missed, idiot.
And he missed a header, too. Congratulations for not being able to score.
Oh, a header.
Yeah.
You know he's really
good
at,
he's really good at those, and he missed.
Yeah, guess what?
Congratulations. Not the best player in the world anymore because you lost yesterday. That's how it works.
Yeah, well, guess what? Guess what? This Euro Cup doesn't even matter anymore. Nobody even cares anymore.
You didn't care about it before.
No, you're probably right about that. All right, news of the weird coming your way. There's some interesting stories about blood next right here on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Well, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. A little gamesmanship going on. Did you see that the German team was banned from training at Wembley before they face England?
What was the reason given other than we want you to have less practice time?
Yeah, we don't want you to beat England.
Wait a minute. England doesn't run the Euros. It's not like it's an actual European competition. UEFA didn't step in and go, guys, mm-hmm. What are we doing here?
Nope. Sorry, pal. You can't train here. Because of the amount of rain forecast in London may cause too much damage to the surface.
Well, true. Hey, we want that field to be in tip-top shape. Go practice out in the parking lot.
The German newspaper Bild has called it a scandal.
It's not a scandal.
Mm-hmm. Gives an unfair advantage to England, who played all three group games on their home turf.
Yeah, that was one of the things, not to get into the weeds, this was supposed to be so special because the games are going to be hosted in different countries. And I didn't know England got to play all three at home. Now they get to play
a bit of an advantage.
Certainly. Well, it's like England was hosting a World Cup. It'd be the same advantage like when the U.S. hosts the World Cup. They're going to get to play all their games at home, so it's the same deal.
But this was – they weren't the host country.
No, it was multiple host countries.
Yeah.
It was planned that way. I didn't know that's different. I didn't know they got to do that, though. Like our bid here, right, is Mexico, U.S., and Canada will all be hosting games, and – all three of those teams will get to play all their games at home while the rest of the teams are traveling back and forth around across three countries. So, the U.S. better do well, but that's years from now. Good. Take advantage, England. You're going to need it.
Yeah. No. Hey, so apparently it's okay to just to look for your lineage, right?
23andMe, that type of stuff?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. But apparently, a genealogy database, apparently they share their information with the police.
Oof.
14 years after a sexual assault in Tampa, a man has been charged with rape because he entered his own DNA into the genealogy database to find out his ancestry. That seems like you're kind of dumb that you would put your, since you had DNA out there and the cops didn't have anything to compare it to, then you put your DNA out there to find your genealogy?
Yeah. I don't know if you're expected to know that they would be sharing it with the police, but why take a chance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good for the police and bad for that dude, a-hole. Del, the researchers have developed the first weight loss actual device that will stop you from gaining weight. Do you know what it is?
Putting something on your mouth so you don't eat?
Yeah, it's a lockjaw.
Okay. They had to develop that device?
Yeah.
I could have invented
that. You got
that
in less than 2 seconds.
How do I keep someone from gaining weight? I keep them from eating?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't eat, so that's all you could drink is chicken broth.
Do you think Nick would buy that for a certain host here, considering what he said earlier?
I don't think he would buy. He's going to buy Fred anything, if you want to know the truth.
Okay.
I don't think. Apparently, they think there's a new Bitcoin, Dell. Do you have any idea what it could be?
I know there's Dogecoin. There's others. What's this one called?
Unvaccinated sperm.
Huh. So that's a valuable commodity now?
Yeah. So the notion that unvaccinated sperm will outperform Bitcoin and gold has floated around Twitter since COVID-19 vaccines rolled out earlier this year.
So there are people who are looking for, in their eyes, non-tainted sperm for childbirth purposes?
Yes, because vaccinated people... they're going to be unable to procreate And so unvaccinated sperm is going to be the most valuable thing on Earth.
So this is like some sci-fi show where we've all become sterile because of a government plot.
Yeah.
And the people who avoided the plot are the only people who can procreate, huh?
That right.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Is this the start of Handmaid's Tale? Is Gilead?
You're like, out. I'm out. We can't. We're no longer needed.
You could have told me beforehand, hey, if you get vaccinated, you can't procreate. Sign me up.
Yeah, see, you're different than ever. Some people like kids.
Like,
Some people want the world to continue.
You know, if I had not been vaccinated, I was complaining about not getting the extra benefits of holding out for vaccinating. I wouldn't have needed a pizza or Astros tickets. If you told me, hey, if you get vaccinated, the likelihood of you having a child goes down by 45%. Okay. Get me in.
I'm in. I'm all in.
I'll take the poverty vaccine. Give me the Moderna if I'm going to reduce my chance of having a kid.
Dell, have you ever jumped out of an airplane that was taxiing?
I haven't jumped out of an airplane, period. No.
Apparently, a passenger was injured Friday after jumping out of a United Express flight that was taxiing from the gate at LAX. At 7:10 p.m., he opened the door of the aircraft, activated the emergency slide, exited onto the taxiway while the plane was moving. Apparently, he had an altercation with another passenger and decided to just jump out of the plane. Have you ever jumped out of a plane that was taxiing?
No, but I sometimes look at those doors and it kind of freaks me out that the only reason a plane doesn't, if it takes off, doesn't potentially crash is you have to trust that someone doesn't try to open the door.
Yeah.
Like, it could anyone at any time go, you know what? I'm just going to open this door because for whatever reason. And you have to trust the other passengers don't have a crazy thought in their head. And that's the only reason you don't crash and die. These are the intrusive thoughts I get on planes and I don't like it. That's why I have to listen to music or watch a show. Because if not, I'll be scoping people out. Are you likely to do this? Hope not. Doesn't take much.
Apparently, there were... well, first of all, there was a groom. He walked out of his wedding. He would not... I don't think I did this one. Oh, yeah, because they didn't serve mutton. Do you remember that story?
No.
Okay, so he walked out of his wedding reception because they would not serve mutton there, and he went and he married another woman.
Sounds like an excuse to just get out of marrying this woman.
He thought, man,
if the entree availability is the reason you're not going to get married, maybe there's some bigger issues. Like, could you imagine the love of your life? Now Wendy Granato, I don't know her maiden name at the time, but you decide, the shrimp cocktail is not to my liking, so I'm not going to marry her. Is it really about the shrimp cocktail?
No, it wasn't. Actually, it was at the party before the wedding, and so he decided, I'm marrying someone. She's hotter.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with
mutton. Why are we talking about the mutton? Of course, this woman, wait, I got a better option?
Yeah.
It's like when you're in free agency, and you're like, or you're a recruit. And okay, I guess I'm signing with Tennessee. And Alabama comes calling with an offer really late in the process. I guess I'm going to Alabama. That's what it was.
Nick Saban's hotter.
Yeah, I like Nick. He's better looking than Josh Heupel.
Yeah,
I'm taking Nick.
Absolutely.
That's what this was.
That ain't a hard buy. No. That's not a high bar.
No.
To get over that Josh Heupel.
Who are you, Nick? Just taking shots at what people look like. Now, I was just talking about the schools.
Oh,
now,
all right. Usain Bolt had twins, Del. Can you guess their names?
I'm sure it has to do with speed, fast.
Well, one does, the other doesn't.
Which?
St. Leo Bolt.
Okay.
And the other one is Thunder.
Thunderbolt. Okay.
Okay.
I like it.
Not bad.
Not bad.
I don't mind. St. Leo's like, hey, why can't I get
Saint
a cool
Leo,
one?
Actually, St. Leo's not a bad Saint name. Louis, it's pretty good, but Thunderbolt? Come on. Come on. He wins. Or she. I don't know if it's what gender, but.
56 after we're done. Charlie Polillo is next right here on ESPN. You don't want to miss this whole day with the transition that's going to happen.
You think another fight's going to happen?
I'm only hoping. I mean.
Okay.
It's only my my biggest dream today that'll happen right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Do you ever wonder what ESPN 97.5 hosts talk about during the breaks? Well, now we have your f***ing answer.
I don't know why you got to do it with the effing. All you got to do is say earmuffs.
Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN 97.5 for exclusive uncensored content.
Can you earmuff it for me?